Clothing, the Naked, Reading Number 6. The Clothing of the Lord Himself and Our Neighbor. I was a sojourner, and you gathered me in, naked, and you clothed me. Then the just shall answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee a sojourner, and gathered thee, or naked, and clothed thee? Note that the Greek word used for clothe actually means to wrap a garment around someone or to array them, as the woman was arrayed with the sun. And it came to pass that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should bring forth, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger. Luke chapter 2. Apocalypse Explained 706. In Luke, the angels said to the shepherds, There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this is a sign to you, you shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Since a sign means attestation that they might believe that the Savior of the world was born, it is said that they should find him lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. But that this was a sign and an attestation, no one can know until it is known what is meant by a manger and by swaddling clothes. If it had pleased the Lord, he might have been born in a most splendid palace, and have been laid in a bed adorned with precious stones. But he would thus have been with such as were in no doctrine of truth, and there would have been no heavenly representation. He is also said to have been wrapped in swaddling clothes, because swaddling clothes signify first truths, which are truths of innocence, and which are also truths of the divine love. For nakedness, in reference to a babe, signifies deprivation of truth. From this it is clear why it was said by the angels, This is a sign to you. You shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. Sacred Scripture, number 40. The truths of the sense of the letter of the word are, in some cases, not naked truths, but appearances of truth, being, as it were, similitudes and comparisons taken from such things as are in nature, accommodated and adequate to the apprehension of simple people and children. But because they are correspondences, they are the receptacles and abodes of genuine truth. They are like vessels which enclose and contain, as a crystal cup holds noble wine, or a silver dish holds nourishing food. They are like garments which serve as clothing, like swaddling clothes for an infant, and comely robes for a maiden. Apocalypse Explained 2:40. By the naked in the word are also meant those who are not in truths, and thence not in good, because they are ignorant of truths, but yet desire them. This is the case with those who are within the church, where those who teach are in falsities. Also, those who are out of the church, and do not have the word, and hence neither know truths, nor anything about the Lord. These are described in the following passages. In Isaiah, This is the fast that I have chosen, to break bread with the hungry, and when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him. In Ezekiel, Let him give his bread to the hungry, and cover the naked with a garment. To cover with a garment and to clothe signify to instruct in truths, that garments denote truths may be seen above. That naked also signifies the good of innocence may be seen in Arcana Celestia and in the work Heaven and Hell. In Ezekiel, Apocalypse Explained 195, in Ezekiel, Let him give his bread to the hungry, and let him cover the naked with a garment. To give bread to the hungry in the spiritual sense is from the good of charity to instruct those who desire to obtain truths. To cover the naked with a garment signifies to treat in the same manner those who are not in truth. Questions. Those who were naked asked the Lord when they had seen him naked and clothed him. But who actually did see the Lord this way and clothed him? Notice the word for clothe here is to put clothes around someone. Given the meaning of swaddling clothes, how does the story of the Lord's birth teach us about how we can clothe infants and children in a spiritual way? Can you think of someone else who clothed the Lord? There are actually two answers, one good and one bad. Both stories give the idea of wrapping a garment or cloth around him. What might these stories mean as to how we should treat the Lord in his word? It would seem that clothing the naked would be to wrap them in a warm blanket of love and not mention what was wrong. What do these teachings tell us to do? And where is the love in this?